What on earth got into you, soldier?
He asked me if I knew how to drive it, Sergeant. He didn't ask if I knew how to stop. It was probably fortunate for me that we were leaving the next morning for our first combat mission. We were going, rumour said, to relieve a company of commandos that had lost 3 out of every 4 of its men. At dawn we were flown to the front. And instantly I knew that I had been wrong about this adventure. It wasn't the danger. I liked that. It was the killing. Suddenly targets were no longer pieces of paper stuck up on an earth background. They were fathers and brothers like my own. Often our targets weren't even in uniform. What was I doing? How had I got here? I was more disgusted with myself than I had ever imagined possible. And then one day the incident occurred that has haunted me all my life. We were marching through a village that was still partially inhabited. This made us bold, for we did not think the communists would mine a village in which people were still living. Anti-personnel mines were the thing we feared most in the world. They kept us in a state of perpetual fear lest these jumping, emasculating instruments should explode and leave us grovelling and crippled for life. We had been in combat daily for more than 3 weeks, and the nerves of everyone in our unit were on edge. When about halfway through this peaceful-looking village, we stepped into a nest of mines. The company went berserk. Without orders, without reasoning, we simply started shooting. We shot everything in sight. When we came to ourselves, there was not a living thing in the village. We skirted the mined area and walked gingerly through the desolation we had created. At the edge of the village, I saw the sight that was to send me nearly mad. A young Indonesian mother lay on the ground in a pool of her own blood, a baby boy at her breast. Both had been killed by the same bullet. I think I wanted to kill myself after that. I know that in the next 2 years I became famous throughout the Dutch troops in Indonesia for my crazy bravado on the battlefield. I had bought a bright yellow straw hat and wore it into combat with me. It was a dare and an invitation. "Here I am," it said. "Shoot me." Gradually I gathered around me a group of boys who were reacting as I did, and together we invented a motto that we posted on the camp bulletin board. "Get smart. Lose your mind." Everything we did those 2 years, whether on the battlefield or back at the rest camp, was in extremes. When we fought as madmen. When we drank until our reason left us. Together we would weave from bar to bar, hurling our empty gin bottles through the display windows of the local stores. When I woke up from these orgies, I would wonder why I was doing these things, but the question never got an answer. It occurred to me once that perhaps the chaplain might be able to help. They told me I could find him at the officer's bar, and when I did, he was as tipsy and garrulous as anyone else there.